Would they have any alligators down here?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, alligators. You find them in any of these freshwater streams. Of course, their numbers have been greatly depleted, and they're not common, but I mean, occasionally you might come across an alligator. I see the alligator in the streams is kind of like the woodpeckers in the forest. They're scarce, but they still might occasionally find one.
Were there any sort of poisonous bushes down here in the forest or anything like that when you were growing up? You were told to avoid a certain bush?
Oh, yes. What are some of those? I know there are some, and right now I can't recall the names.
Did you have poison ivy down here?
Yes, yes. Thank you. That's right. I guess that is the most common one. I think there's some others, too. And, of course, you know, some people are allergic to a plant that some other might not be. Well, for example, one person might brush against this goldenrod, for example. I don't think it would hurt me to touch a goldenrod, but some people might brush against goldenrod and have a rash from it. So it depends on your sensitivity to a certain plant.
Well, do you remember any home remedies that your mother had if anyone got poison ivy or anything like that?
Well, I think the basic remedy was just simply to attack it with soap and water and get rid of all of it you could.
Did she have a special soap?
No, she didn't. There's no kind of medicated soap or anything like that. We just don't have much poison ivy right in this particular area. Now, it grows plentifully in some places, but right here we never had a problem with it. You mentioned the home remedies. One of hers was tallow is the fat from cattle, you know, the flesh of the cow. Tallow is the oil or fat of it. And it is solid when cooled, you know. Heat it and it would become a liquid, and at relatively normal temperature it becomes solid. And so they have it in cakes or bars or something like that. So to take tallow and turpentine and mix it up together was a salve that many of the old-timers used as home remedy. Just about anything, if it was from a fresh cut right on, they'd rub it on. And it was good. See, the turpentine has very good antiseptic properties.
Wouldn't it burn like crazy?
Yes, it would. It's better a little burning than having an infection. Woodmen out in the forest, you know, when you cut a tree down, that sap rises up on the stump at the end of a log. It's just as clear as a dewdrop. And relatively thin, would compare maybe to syrup or something like that in viscosity, if that's the right word. Well, anyhow.